You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Let's go over the kasha of a Bitzikaiser Chavra. We have a stira in the two Gemaras. One Gemara says Ben Ashmashish, the Gemara in Shabbos is 3/4 of a mil after Shkia. So you assume that after 3/4 of a mil is nighttime. And yet the Gemara in Pesachim says that it's from Shkia till Tseisik HaChavim, which is Laila, is 4 mil. Right? So that's the steer in the two Gemaras, and that's where all the Shitas, Rabbeinu Tam, the Grod, the Zireyim, other Shitas stem from the steer in the two Gemaras. On that, the Rabbi Tzakaizu Chava says, Batsim, it's not a steer. He answers the question. He says, about the 3/4 of a mil afterwards begins a new day. The beginning of a new day, right? At the 3/4 of a mil, right? Let's take today, 7:40. About 8:40, about 15 minutes later, 13 and a half minutes later, starts Monday. But it's still called daytime, okay? Because who says that the day has to start with night? That's how you look at it. Now, Be'etzim, he says a little, now, I first heard this, the Bitzikaiser Chava many, many years ago from my shver. He said that Rav Hutner said it over, and the shir tonight is going to be on what Rav Hutner said on this. At that point, I didn't have the Sefer Seder's Manim, was not Benimtza. Later on, they printed it, and I found it. And Be'etzim, he adds a little to this. In other words, you'll ask me like this. That means, so, according to Bitzikaiser Chava, can you do a bris mila at 8 o'clock because it's daytime of the eighth day? Can you blow the shofar? We know you can't blow the shofar till the daytime. So Enochanam, he says like this. And also the Gemara's Lashon. The Gemara says one star is Shkia, two stars is Ben Hashmoshes, three stars is Laila. So, but according to him, it's day. So he says, no, Vada, it's called day, the way we look at it, because the sun is still out. But when the Torah creates a day, meaning when the Torah says, Tesvav Nissen starts either by Shkia or 3/4 of a mil after Shkia. That's the suffix. Avada, that's called already lilac, like some of you said, Vahi Erev Vahi Voika. Vahi Erev Vahi Voika tells us, that's a day. Me erev ad erev tish besu shabbatchem. That's Yom Kippur. That means we take a look at it. It's already the Laila. I mean, it's called Laila klape the din of Tezvav, klape asara betishrei, klape the Shmini. There's a certain day called Shmini, and the Vada, that's already determined by 3/4 of a mil. But when you're talking not about a specific day, when you want to know if it's day or night now, it's still called day. Lamashal, can you put on tefillin there? Yeah, you probably could put on tefillin at that point because it's still called day. The din is you're not supposed to put on tefillin at night. It's not called night because there's no din put on tefillin on Monday, put on tefillin on tomorrow's whatever, chavav nisan. You put on tefillin during the day, not at night. So this is called the day. That's what gets the guys. And because of that, he uses this to be miyasha of a Rambam, that the Rambam says that klape bezdin, if Edom come after Shkia, right, and they said Edus that they saw the moon, you can be mekadosh the chodesh. How are you mekadosh the chodesh? You can't be mekabel Edom at night. The Torah says klape. Tonight, 8 o'clock, was still called daytime. There's no specific day called that day. It's just mekabel the edus at night. In other words, the din of being mekabel edus. When you mekabel edus, right? The Gemara says mishpat is b'yayim. You can only be mekabel edim during the daytime. That's called yayim. In other words, even though it's called already laila, in other words, it's already Yom Kippurim. It's already Sukkot. It's already Rosh Hashanah. But legabe this din that Edom can give Edus, it's still called daytime. That's what basically says over here.
How does this Zman compare to Rabbeinu Tam's Zman?
This has nothing to do with Rabbeinu Tam, again.
It has to compare with us. Here's how it compares.
Kasha. Right? He's answering Rabbeinu Tam's Kasha. In a Harami, he's finding that it's still called day, like Rabbeinu Tam, but not for everything. Legabe Shabbos. Shabbos is a day. In other words, it's already called Shabbos. 7:40 is called 7:40 to 8 already is called Shabbos. That's the Ben Hashmash's time. It's called Shabbos already. Avad, if you'll do Malacha 8:01, you're Chayav Misa, because that's called Shabbos already. But Klape, if it's called the daytime or not, it's still called daytime. Right? Avad, the Lagabe, putting on tefillin, since you're not supposed to put on tefillin Shabbos, it's called Shabbos. You don't put on tefillin anymore. Okay? I'll read you the words. L'chein Nira, this is the Seder's manim for me. This is Yitzhak Isaac Chaver. Now, Rabbi Zalman brings it in a few places. He's mafalpul, and he says it's a meridika teretz. He says it's probably Pshan Rambam. L'chein Nira, shedaitai, the yishuv advarim, who should be emes, mashatolsa, ter mitzvah, bechilik yem, yem ha'achah. Kegon Shabbos. Shetoloi bebias yom hashvi, shemeschadish yom acher, or beyomtiv. Avadai metchilas hashkia is already suffix. 7:40 till 13.5 minutes later, whatever you want to say, Ben Hashmash is nichnas besuffix yom acher. It could be it's Friday, it could be Shabbos. Kibin shah kozav v'skir b'loshin erev, k'moshe kozav b'Shabbos yom kippurim me'erev. Ad erev tish b'tzu shabbatchem. L'chein nemei Pesach. L'issa chametz. Why they can't eat chametz anymore? Or it's still daytime technically for day, but it's already called Pesach. It's the night of Pesach, what we call. V'chein b'chol mayadim v'yamim shechilka atay v'shem mishuna v'yam shekadma ma'achem. That there's something unique about today. Like even for bris, today is the eighth day of that child. That's all totally in erev. Av b'chol mitzvahs Sheinak pod the dafka betchilik yom miyom shofan v'achol. Raku tole bezman shenikro yom. What's called yom? Yesh loyma shekivna tera l'mash shenikro b'loshem neyodom b'shem yom, which is till tzeisa kochavim, which is later. That's basically what he says over here. Okay, this is his shita. This is how he wants to answer Rambam. And again, Mrs. Zalman brings it a few, and he's mefalpel in it, and he really can't shlug it up. So we're going to say over here from Yitzchak Hutner, from the Brachat Yitzchak. I heard this from my Shver. I checked it out with the Bienesin. He had one little thing, not a vart, but just what the story was. We'll learn a Gemara in Shabbos. Let's turn to Gemara in Shabbos.
I have one question. When I went once to Seagate, the Hasidic place, the Dav Mincha, and Erev Shabbos was already Shabbos, was already like Rabbeinu Tam time already. And then weekday Mincha, how are they able to do that when it's already Shabbos? I never understand that.
You have to ask them.
All right.
When time was it?
No, it was already like nighttime.
Before Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah, like Rabbeinu Tam's, man.
That's fine. Why not? That's Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, let's see the Mishnah. Ein madlikin b'shemen sreifa b'yom. Sreifa yomtiv. In other words, shemen that became tamei, shemen shetrum etmei, you don't burn yomtiv. And the Gemara says, why not? Now, this Gemara is in three places. Twice in Shabbos, once in Pesachim. The basic din is ein sarfin kachim b'yomtiv. You're not allowed to burn kachim on yomtiv. That's the din. You can't burn kachim on yomtiv. And the Gemara, interesting, in Pesachim, the Gemara asks it, why don't you say asay doicha loisa? The asay of sreifas kachim is a mitzvah. Should be doicha the lav of yomtiv. Okay, that's what the Gemara. Asks, Rashi says this, only one of the three places in Pesachim, Pei Dalmabeis, the Gemara asks as a kasha. Let's look at the Gemara. The klal is ein sarfin kachim b'yamtiv. We'll first explain what that means. Besides the fact that means you can't burn kachim and yamtiv, of course. What it means is like this. I would think you could burn kachim and yamtiv. Like Rashi says, the essay of sreifas kachim should be doicher alav of yamtiv. Why there's no metoich? It's a problem. We shouldn't go into it. But you would say the essay of sreifas kachim should be doicher alav of yamtiv. Okay? Now, the Gemara says four terutzim on it. The last terutz you probably all know, because yamtiv is a leisa seva essay. The ain, right? Like Rav Meir is shaking his head. That's talking about Maskana Gemara. Rabashi Yama Shabbos. But the other Marayim say Psukim. Now that Pasuk is also Negeya Mila Shalei Bismana. The Gemara also wants to know, why can't you do Mila Shalei Bismana? We know Mila Bismana you can do even Shabbos. This week's Parsha, B'yema Shmini Afilu B'Shabbos. Right? Mamish Tazriya, the beginning of Tazriya. Right? B'yema Shmini, it's extra. We already know from Avram B'yema Shmini, Ben Shmini Samim. B'yema Shmini Afilu B'Shabbos. But Mila Shalei Bismana is not Deicha Shabbos. But why can't it be Deicha Yomtev? Bishma Shabbos, you have Lav Shabakares. But on Yomtev, you don't have Lav Shabakares. So that's one of the Gemara's Terutzim. Ain't because of Ain't Sarf Kachim Yomtev, because it's an Esen Eloisa. But the Gemara brings three Psukim. What do those Psukim tell you? Each one is a different, but what they basically tell is like this. Really, you should be able to do the Mila on Yomtev, because Esen Deicha Eloisa said. Really, you should do the Sreifas Kachim Yomtev, because that's a Deichaloisa say. But there's a special Gzeres HaKosov that you can't. Thus licked in the Gzeres HaKosov, what lies in the Gzeres HaKosov? What lies in the Gzeres HaKosov is that since you could do Mila tomorrow, since you could do Sreifas Kachim tomorrow, is a Raya that you don't say Esa Deichaloisa say, when you can push it for a time when there's no Esa Deichaloisa. You follow? That's not called Davi Shesh Matirin Fishtetza. That's a different concept, but it's similar in that you can wait. In other words, Eina Chanami, the Taisis in Yavama speaks it out over here in Dav Chofei, Taisis Yisham. Look in Chofei for a second. If you look in Chofei, Taisis Yisham, Hanach HaMaroi Deleel, the Sav Yamtav, Loisa Greda, Nelef Machad Lo Dochi Asaloisa, Shema Mikan Lo Nelef Yishiyochel Lasois Achayomta. It's a small Taisi Shon. Which what you learn out from here is that in the Makkum where you should say Esed Dechaloisa, but you could wait till tomorrow, you don't say Esed Dechaloisa. It's not just Exeris Akosov. The Pshan Exeris Akosov is don't say Esed Dechaloisa when you could wait for tomorrow. So Gemara brings three Psukim. We're going to focus on the first Pasuk. Let's look at the Gemara Chav Dalma Beis. And again, the Gemara brings this in Psachim, and the Gemara later on in Rabbi Eliezer the Mila. My timer. Lefisha ain't suffering kachem b'yamtiv. You don't burn kachem b'yamtiv. Why not? In other words, you wait till tomorrow. Menahani Mila, why don't you say, we shayim in fact speak out. Maybe because of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, zviza makdima lemitzvahs, whatever it is, maybe you should say esa d'chalasa rather than wait till tomorrow. Amachizki yavachain tana de bechizki yah. Amakra, it's talking about Noisa, right? It's talking about Noisa, and it's talking about the Karban Pesach. It says, Loisa siru memeno ad boiker. You have to eat the Karban Pesach. Don't leave it overnight. It becomes Noisa. Va Noisa memeno ad boiker be'esh yisarf, right? The Pasuk says, be'esh tisrafu. Now, the Pasuk goes like this. Loisa siru memeno ad boiker. Vanaisa memena ad biker beish tisrafu. Ad biker is extra. The second biker is extraneous. Why? It could have said, loisasir memena ad biker, vanaisa memena beish tisrafu. What does it have to say? Ad biker another time. So Gemara says, she'ein talmud loima ad biker, meaning the second ad biker, umat talmud loima ad biker, ba'akas of litan loi, biker sheini lesre fasai. So the Pasuk is telling us that on a Karban Pesach, which is brought up on Yud Dalid, you eat it Leil Tezvav, it becomes nicer the morning of Tezvav. And since it becomes morning of Tezvav, and you don't burn it on the morning of Tezvav, you burn it on the morning of Tez Zayin, So since you burn it on the morning of Tazayin, so we say that why didn't the Torah allow you to burn it on the morning of Tazayin? Because of Ein Sof and Kachim B'Yom Tov. Because you don't burn Kachim on Yom Tov. Therefore, you have to wait till the second morning. You burn it the morning of Yud Zayin. So instead of burning it like this year on Thursday morning, you'd wait till Friday morning, which is already Chol HaMoed. It's not Yom Tov. That's the drasha of the Gemara. Let's look down at Tosfos. Boiker sheni l'srei fasai. Okay. V'im taimar. I boiker sheni davka, if it's coming to tell you davka boiker sheni. When is Yom Tov over? When is Yom Tov over? Matzah Yom Tov is this what we call Thursday night, correct?
Yeah.
Thursday night. Therefore, Thursday night. Ein Sof and Kachim B'Yom Tov, which tells us a concept called Ein Sof and Kachim B'Yom Tov, because do it when you don't have to do an Issur, so then you should burn it right after Yom Tov, not the next morning. Look at Tosfos. Vim Toima I Boika Sheni Davka Veini Yochal Sofer Baleil Motzi Yom Tov. Heichi Muchach, where do you see from here the Ein Sreifas Kachim Dachi Yom Tov? Akochach Engai Mitam Ein Sreifas Kachim Dachi Yom Tov. The Baleil Motzi Yom Tov. Nami ain the sarfar. Vim ken gzer sakasavu lisov baika sheni. You're trying, in other words, you're learning out to hear Mila Shaloi Bizmana. Mila Shaloi Bizmana is not Deuche Yom Tov. What's the raya? Because Sreifas Nicer is not Deuche Yom Tov. If it was a din of not being Deuche Yom Tov, burn it Motzai Yom Tov. The fact that you burn it the next morning is right to stomach Zer Sakasov. That you burn it the second morning. So what do you learn out from here? Ain't suffer kachim b'yom tov. What do you learn out from here? The din that mila you wait till after yom tov. It's a special gzeres hakasav here to wait till the second morning. That's Tosfos's kasha. Okay. Hear the kasha. Everybody hears the kasha. Okay.
Now should you repeat it, please?
What?
Does she repeat the question, please?
Who's asking?
Benji.
Well, what's the problem?
I just missed when Rashida started talking about it.
What are we learning out over here? We're not saying, Stam, you wait till the second morning. That's a shot. You're learning a concept called Ein Sarfin Kachim B'Yom Tov. What does that mean? What does that concept mean? That concept means that really you should say you should burn Kachim and Yom Tov. Because of Esay Deichaloi Sase. Correct? Yeah, Benji. You should say you could. Why don't you? Like the Tosfos Yeshanim says on Chofei, like Tosfos says in Yevamos Davav, it's coming to tell you that you don't say Esay Deichaloi Sase when you can do it without being Deichaloi Sase. Right? You heard of the Gemara Efshel Akayim Shneim. What's Efshel Akayim Shneim? Efshel Akayim Shneim means like this. You have two pieces of matzah. One matzah is mutter to eat, and one matzah is usher to eat. So do you say, Eser Deichaloi Sase? No, right?
Yeah.
Two tzitzis, right? You're wearing a woolen beged, right? And you have linen tzitzis to put on, and you have woolen tzitzis to put on. So you don't put on the linen tzitzis because it's Efshel Akayim Shneim. If you only have linen tzitzis, so that's already... Right? So therefore, that there's such a thing called Efshel Akayim Shneim. Over here is a little different. It's Efshel Akayim Shneim by waiting till tomorrow. But there's a din of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. There's a din of Zriza Makdimin. So I would think maybe the Zriza Makdimin, maybe the Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita allows you to go ahead and do the din of Esther Deichaloi Sase. You follow? Ain't Sreifas Kachim B'Yom Tov tells you no, it doesn't. It's like Efshe Kaim Shneim. Wait till tomorrow. Wait for the Bris Milah when it's not Yom Tov. Fektaisa, how do you see that concept? If the whole concept is don't be Doichi Yom Tov when you could do without being Doichi Yom Tov, so do it Matzai Yom Tov. Why wait till the second morning? The fact that you have to wait till the second morning, then what? The fact that you have to wait till the second morning is exerts a cause of stam, and that you don't burn it on, not on Yom Tov, because you can't burn on Matzai Yom Tov either. That's already Matzai Yom Tov. It's not Yom Tov anymore. It's exerts a cause of to burn it on Yom Tov, on Baikah Sheni. What does it have to do with Mila? What does it have to do with Ein Sof and Kachin be Yom Tov? That's the kasha of Taisus, okay? Benji?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so that's Taisus kasha. Let's look at Taisus Teretz. Yesh Loimar. Hod the Ein Sof and Belayla. V'yesh Loimar. Hod the Ein Sof and Belayla. Hainu Mishum de Hikbir Akotzov. Shaloi lisrei fakotchim belaila, kida ashkechem beshlamim, de'ein necholin la'ar shlishi, va'afilo hachi ein nesrafim b'yam shlishi, kida darsh b'reish psachim. The Gemara at the beginning of psachim says, "Be'yam shlishi beis esrav, be'yam etasafra v'yatasafra belaila." You have shlamim. Shlamim is eaten l'shnei yamim v'laila achas. That means if you bring a carbon tomorrow, shlamim Monday eat it. Monday day, what we call Monday night, which is early Yom Shlishi, Tuesday day. Comes Tuesday night, you can't eat it anymore. It becomes nicer. But when do you burn it? You burn it during the day. Why do you burn it during the day? Because there's a pasuk. Because there's a pasuk, Ubiyam B'yam HaShlishi Yisarif, Ubiyam tells you that B'yam V'lo B'layla. The din is that you have to burn kachem dafka during the day, not at night. At kedei kach, I think the Mishnah Berurah even quotes a dogum of Vava that even though it's mutti comes at the end, but even our women that burn their challah, maybe they should not burn it at night. Maybe it's a din all kachem and chaschinach asks it. I think he brings this dogum of Vava. But a kaponim, real kachem, you don't burn at night. Mela,
I'm sorry. Is this going to be a problem for your Rizka cover?
Of course, that's why we're learning it. One second. says Taisus like this. Why don't you burn it? Motze Yom Tov. That's a different thing. That's called Ein Sof and Kachim Belayla. That's Ein Sof and Kachim Belayla, right? You don't burn it because it's Laila. So when's the first available time you can burn the kachim during the yaim? When's the yaim? The Baikah Sheni. So why do you have to wait Baikah Sheni? Why can't you do it the Baikah Rishon? Because ain't sar from kachim balayim. Fact the mayor, that's the Vutna's kasha. Fact the Vutna, according to Yitzchak Isaac Chaber, 1 second. Let's 7:40 was Shkia. Yeah. Is it called night yet? No, it's not called night. 8 o'clock is not called night. Till almost 9 o'clock, right? Till almost 9 o'clock is not called night. Therefore, why can't you burn it at that point? You don't have the problem of Lila. It's not called Lila. It's not a new day. It's not Pesach. It's not Rosh Hashanah. It's not Yom Kippur. It's not the eighth day. It's just the day. So if the din would be that the reason you can't burn is because ain't suffering kachim b'yomtiv, why is the first available time the morning of Chol HaMoed? It should be the night of Chol HaMoed. Because it's not a din in Chol HaMoed, it's a din in that you don't burn in yomtiv. Then do you burn on the day? So why can't you burn it that night, which is still called day, according to Yitzchak Isaac Chaver? Now,
it's still yomtiv, no?
So it's not yomtiv. So therefore,
But maybe because it has to be burnt in the morning that follows the night.
Why? Maybe burn at night.
Yeah, I understand. But
you're learning how Ein Sof and Kachim be Yom Tov.
So yeah, but maybe Baikah Sheni tells me that
you should burn it Matzei Yom Tov. The Torah says you can't burn Matzah Yom Tov because it's night. But according to Yitzchak Isaac Chava, when it becomes Matzah Yom Tov, it's not night, it's day.
I understand. But when the Torah said, Boikasheni, what the Torah is being machadish to me.
If it's Boikasheni, then you have no raya to Ein Sof and Kachim B'Yom Tov. You have a raya that you burn Kachim on Boikasheni. That's the whole kasha of Tosis. Tosis is asking, how do you see from here you don't burn on Yom Tov? Because the first available time to burn after Yom Tov is the morning. Effect of Mega, effect of Hutna. Why? The first available time, according to Yitzchak Isaac Chava, is after Yom Tov, and it's still called daytime. That's the kasha. Now you'll say, okay, Tosis doesn't hold like Yitzchak Isaac Chava. But the question is, how's anybody going to answer this kasha? So Rav Hutna, this is what Bjarnason told me. Rav Hutna said this over to Rabbi Zalman, and Rabbi Zalman said it's a meridik araya, but maybe there are other teruts into this kasha. And he looked through every rishon, and there's no other teruts except this teruts of Tosis. That means you have no other teruts to say how you learn out Ein Sof and Kachim B'Laila, unless you say the day has ended. If it's still yom, then you have this problem of Tosis. There's no way to answer Tosis kasha, only with Tosis' teretz. And since that's the only way to answer it, is a raya from here, because Tosis learned Shan the Gemara. It's not just the Tosis, it's for Kefir and Bitzik Isaac Chaver. He himself says he's not going with Tosis. He's going with Shan the Rambam. But how do you answer up this kasha? There's no other teretz in the Rishonim. Is a kochach muchach for minei bein the Gemara of Ein Sof and Kachim B'Yomtiv, that as soon as Yomtiv is over, it's nighttime. There's no such thing as Yomtiv over and it's daytime. You can't have such a year. Okay? It's a very good raya. It's a beautiful raya. That's the Rav Hutna's vart. It's a very shein raya. This Zalman was very, Rav Yenis and Tomi Zalman was very nishtaimim, and he said he's right. He said that he's chayz on everything he said, because there's no other way to learn it. He says you can't say this, so it's a guy's a chava. That's the correct. Okay. Now, being that we're still in Bein HaShemashes, okay, we'll go to Rashi Shita. So I want to first, let's turn to Lamed Dalmed Beis. We'll get there in a minute. And the thing is like this. I never really understood clearly. We noticed something called the kvi. Right? Like we said, it's a koi nowadays, they call it. My Rebbe called it a kvi. Some say kavi. And the new Gemara is written koi. What's a kvi? So there's a Mishnah in Bikurim, the Gemara at the beginning.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Kvi is I say kvi because that's how my Rebbe used to say when we learned Kedushin in high school. And a kvi is a suffix behema, suffix chaya. Interesting, the Rajba says it's a suffix tzvi, suffix se. You look at it, Taka, there's a fellow, Professor Felix, who put out a sefer on all the animals that there are in Shas, and he has a drawing of it. It, Taka, looks across between a deer and a sheep. In Shulchan Aruch it says it's called a buffalo. I don't think it means our buffalo because that's an American animal. The Beis Yosef did not know there's a place called America, right? At least in his time, never heard of America. It was discovered around his time. But anyway, upon him. So that's called, it's a Suffolk Behemoth, Suffolk kind. Therefore, a Suffolk Behema, Suffolk Chaya means that this Kvi, if it's a Behema, you can't eat its Chaylev. Right? But you don't get Kares, you don't get Malkas, because maybe it's a Chaya. You're allowed to eat the Chaylev of a Chaya. If it's a Chaya, you have to do Kisei Adam. Right? So the way we pass, and we said it's Machalik Sushainim, you will not make a Bracha because it's a Suffolk if it's a Chaya or Behema. Right? It's only Mitzat Suffolk. Like the Mishnah Beya says, you don't do it on Yom Tov, and so forth and so on. So it's a Suffolk Behema, Suffolk Chaya. Now, that means like this. Chazal were not sure if it's a Behema or if it's a Chaya. But then you have what's called kvi beria b'fnei atzma. That's how the Rebbe used to say it. I think grammatically it's bria b'fnei atzma. But I'm saying chayv adam loymek b'loshin rabbi. So Rebbeim always used to say kvi beria b'fnei atzma. Right? It's its own entity. What does that mean? So let's first like this. We'll say one Gemara where it's negeya, and the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says there's a pasuk kol chaylev. You can't eat any chaylev. What's the kol coming to tell you? So the Gemara says it's coming to aser a kvi, that you can't have the chaylev of a kvi. Now, one second. If a kvi is a behema, then of course you can have it. And if a kvi is a chay, of course you can have it. So the Gemara's question is, it's a kra levuye sveika? Do you need a pasuk to tell you what to do with a suffik? Mi ika sveika klape shmaya. Is there a suffik klape shmaya? So there's a few large places in Shas when Gemara uses it, and we'll say b'kitzur what it means. It means like this. Avada, the Torah can tell you what to do in a suffik. Haraya, the Gemara says, suffik mamzer is mutter, right? We have a Gemara in Kedushin, Ein Dalet, suffik mamzer is mutter. Because the pshat is the Torah is telling us, if you're misupik, if this kid is a mamzer or not, you don't know if his mother was mizana or not, you know if it came from his father, from her husband, not her husband, whatever it is, right? You have sveikus, you saw a person being boil her, you don't know if that person was a husband, a person was somebody else. It's called a suffik mamza. Now you don't know what to do. Good, so we have kolam suffik, the rice of chumasa. But the Torah can tell you, go to kula. In this case, go to kula. This is an exception. This is the rule, right? The Rashba brings that the Rambam learned that suffik, the rice of kula, from the fact that you make it by suffik. But the Torah can talk about such sveikus. But when you have a sveikus, let's say a dragoness. What's an androgynous? We know what androgynous is. Androgynous has simonym of both, right? Androgynous, whatever they call it, androgynous, right? He has both reproductive organs. So since he has both reproductive organs, we don't know if he's a zacha, we don't know if he's a nekeva. What does that mean? Are they all the same? Are they? Or, yes, they're all the same. What are they? We don't know. Zacha or nekeva. They're either all zachas. Okay, a tumtum is not that way. A tumtum is the pshat that he has shem yirachem, a coating over his reproductive organ. But we know either he's a zacha, he's in a keva, and one could be a zacha, could be keva, because each one is covered. That doesn't mean anything. Like the Gemara says, sometimes you can have where it's nikra and his beitzim are b'chutz. You see his sack over there, so you know he's a male, right? In other words, he's either a zacha and a keva, but each one could be different, right? Each one could be different. As a mashal, we're not telling this halacha exactly, but lagabe tkiyas shayfer. An androgynous, right, can't be moitzi us in tkiyas shayfer because he might be a woman, but he can be moitzi another androgynous. Because mamanoshar, if he's a chayv, it should be that way. Because if he's a man, so he's mighty, the other one. If he's a woman, the other one's also a woman. A woman could be mighty a woman in Tkiyas Shayfer. But a tumtum, you couldn't do it. A tumtum, the one blowing might be in a keva, and the one listening might be a zacha, right? So a tumtum, the Torah could tell us what to do with a tumtum. Because the Torah said, listen, you're a suffik, we know you don't know, and therefore, we'll tell you what to do. But androgynous, the Torah cannot tell you what to do because androgynous is the pshat. We're missing the idea what it is. Not something happened that we don't know. We're missing a fact. The Torah holds it to be either a zacha and a keva. So the Torah wouldn't talk about it. It's not going to say, oh, androgynous is chayv and tefillin. Why shouldn't he be? If he's a man, he's a man. And if he's a woman, he's potter. But you tell, what do you got to tell me? He's chayv. Of course he's chayv. Pshat is we're missing Yediyah in that. So that, mi'ika sveika klapishmaya. But that's only if you say he's a suffik zacha suffik keva. But if you say he's a bria b'fnei atzma, he's a new entity, like a kvi is a new entity, meaning he's not a behem, he's not a chaya. You have such things, right? We have the world exists with a lot of different things, right? The world exists with ants, there's birds, there's amphibians, there's lizards, v'chulu, v'chulu. By the way, last day, you know, in the parsha of the Oifis Atmeim, so one of it is called Tinshamis. Tinshamis is from Rashi Tzmasha, it's a bat. Even though modern Hebrew, an atleif is a bird, a bat. But if you look at Rashi there, and I looked in the English, the way they teach the French, it's a bat, right? It's a flying achbar, flying squirrel, flying mouse. The Chizkuni says on it, V'kola roye, whoever sees it as mishtoimim, is astonished by it. I think, I don't know, they I don't know, that's what I hear. I don't know, but they say part of this corona came from a bat. But it says the Chizkuni, Kol Aroy Yishtaimim. Everybody is astonished by it. It's something, the Shem Yirachim. But anyway, Koponim like this. So the Torah can tell you what to do with this Kvi. This Kvi, who's, in other words, if you say Kvi is a Breya ben Afnatzma, it's not a behem, it's not a chaya, right? Even in fact, you would say that could be its blood is mutter. You can drink blood of a fish. That's the din. Right? With the rice, you can drink blood. You can have blood of a fish. That's not asa. Gemara dashes which animal's blood is asa. So a kvi is, if not for certain psukim, you would say that its blood is mutter. Why not? So now the Torah said it's asa. That means all right. The Torah said a behem is asa, a chai is asa, a oif is asa, and a kvi is asa. But the Torah also said, the Gemara says that a kvi, you can't eat its chaylev. So it's very strange. If only a behema you could eat, right? Only behema you can't eat. Why is a kvi asa? Especially that the psukim amashma, that the reason the Torah asa the behema, Ramban speaks it out. Ramban says that the reason, if you look at the world of psukim, the reason you're not allowed to eat chaylev is because chaylev belongs on the mizbeach. So he says that's why the Torah asked only the chaylev of a behema, because only a behema goes on the mizbeach. Chaya doesn't go on the mizbeach. The blood is also mashma, because blood belongs on the mizbeach, so it should be also only a behema. So Ramban says, because it's hard to distinguish between the dam of a chay and the behema, and therefore the Torah asked both. But in a chanami, by other things, the Torah said it's mutter, right? By fish, blood is mutter. So a kvi, the Torah asked it's chaylev, yet we know it doesn't go to mizbeach. Why doesn't that tell you something about a kvi that it's zicha behema if you're not allowed to eat it? It's, I don't know if it's such a kasha, but it's a ara. Okay, so now, let's relate this to Bein HaShmashis, okay? Let's take a look in the Gemara and Shabbos. Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. On the Sugya Bein HaShmashis. There's a Zav who has a Riyah. The din is that a Zav who sees one Riyah on one day, that's it. So that Zav is Tamei that day. He goes to the mikveh and fine. And he's Tahar, right? It's a tumor for one day. Now, then you have a Zav that sees two Riyas. So the two Riyas is like this. In other words, if he sees one time, so that's what's called the Tumas Kerit. One day, he goes to the mikveh, and that night after Herif Shemesh, Shkia, he's Tahar. Now, if he sees two times, either he saw in one day or 2 days, one after the other. Whereas he saw one Riyah Monday, and it keeps going into Tuesday, Sunday into Monday. So now he's Tamei for 7 days, right? So what does he do? On the seventh day, he goes to the mikveh and he has Erev Shemesh. That's called for 2 days. Right, it has to be one day after other. Whereas if he sees on Sunday and Monday, he's tamei for 2 days. But if he sees Sunday and Tuesday, then he's not Tamei Shiva. He's like a regular Baal Keri, and that's it, right? If he sees 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, let's say, he's Tamei 7 days, and he has to bring a carbon, right? And that, again, has to be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It has to be 3 consecutive days. So you have 3 days. We have Ria Achas is Tamei for 1 day. Shtei Rias, consecutive Rias, 2 days consecutive, right, has to be, he's Tamei Shivas Yamim. 3 days, he's chayv to bring a carbon. Okay? Now that we know that, let's see the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Daled Amud Beis. Okay? Okay, everybody has a Gemara? Lamed Daled Amud Beis. Okay. Chofei, we had before. Scroll down. Lamed Daled Amud Beis. Okay? Let's take a look. Four lines from the top. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. You have that? Bein Hashmashas, Safik Min HaYom U'Min HaLayla. Safik Kula Min HaYom, Safik Kula Min HaLayla. Matila Noisa L'Choymer Shnei Yamim. So it has a chumra of both days. Okay. Now, let's skip over the Gemara, and where it says by Tosfos Safek L'Tumah L'Karbon. You see that? The word on the line is V'ef Shalamet Alav. Amamar Matilan Oisel L'Chayim Shnei Yamim L'May Hilchasa Amar Avuna B'Reid of Yeshua L'Inyan Tumah L'Gabe Tumah. In other words, let's say Bein Hashmashos tonight, a person sees on Bein HaShmashos. So now that he saw on Bein HaShmashos, you don't know, did he see Sunday? Did he see Monday? Or did he see only Sunday? Or did he only see on Monday? All right? So now, you follow? In other words, could be, if Bein HaShmashos is Yoim, meaning it's Sunday, so he saw one Ria. If it's Laila, also he saw one Ria of Monday. But if it's 2 days, then he saw Sunday and Monday, okay? So the Gemara says, Amar Avun Be'el Inyan Tuma. Kedisnan, just scroll down, Rosh Ne'yamim Bein Hashmashos, so Safik L'Tuma Ula Karbon. So again, let's say he saw 2 days Bein Hashmashos. He saw Sunday, he saw Monday. Look, he saw tonight and he saw tomorrow night. So what would you say he is? Huh? Let's figure it out. So what is he?
He's Tamei. Whatever Bein HaShmashos is, it is.
Tamei, for sure he's Tamei. That I'm not asking.
Yeah, the shayla is if he waits 1 day or he needs to
stay. So tell me what the shayla is.
Is he needs shiva in a kiyam? Is it 2 separate days?
No. What's the shayla?
Or is it in 1 day?
The result.
The shayla doesn't need a carbon. The question is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Again, what? Because why? Maybe maybe the first Ria was what?
Day one. Maybe the second Ria was on day two.
No, no. Again, maybe he saw on Sunday. Then when he saw the next time, what did he see?
That would be either Monday. Or it's possibly when he saw Sunday, he really saw Sunday and Monday. When he saw on Monday, he really saw Monday and Tuesday. So I have Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
So you have
to really get Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because when he saw Sunday, maybe when he saw it, it was Sunday. When he saw Monday, maybe it was Tuesday. So he never saw two. Or maybe he saw Sunday, he saw Monday, and he saw Tuesday. Or maybe he saw Sunday and Monday. So you have all three Sveikas and Pashtas. Which it could be that he saw Sunday, right? And he saw, when he saw Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that first Ria belongs to the daytime. Then when he saw Monday afternoon, maybe that Ria is on Tuesday. So he never had two in a row because it was Sunday and Tuesday. Right? So let's look at Rashi. Ra shnei bein hashmashes. Right? Ziva de zav metame biyamim uberias. Bein shara shtayim biyam echad. Bein shara shtayim b'shnei yamim mitzufim. Bein shara achas b'shnei yamim. Kagoyim bein hashmashes. Choshev like kishteiris, mishum yamim. It brings the psukim, whatever it is. Look at Suffolk Tuma, Suffolk Tame, Suffolk Tahar, Suffolk Chayav Carbon imatuma, Suffolk Einachav. See, Rashi goes through all things. Maybe he's not Suffolk Tame, Suffolk Tahar, Suffolk Chayav Carbon, Suffolk Einachav Carbon. Aval Tame Shiva Dazav Bal Shteiris or Shnei Yamim. Called Taurus Tuma Alav, Tuma Zavin Alav, Vishlishi, Mifiyasi de Carbon. Oh, now look at Rashi. Vizesha Roshne Bainash Marshes, Suffolk Yem Echadu, Vitame Bishne Rias, Oshne Yamim Mitsufanain, Vitame Nami Bitaris Yamim, Suffolk Bays Yamim, Shein Ritsufanain, Vitar Mitumas Shiva, Elikabal Kerbalmu. The lav shtei rias b'yam echad ika, v'lo shnei yamim ritzufin ika, shein gimel yamim ritzufin, the zav gomer hu afla karbon. Keitzat, look at Rashi says. Shem, now, when we were saying that, what did we say? Let's make bein hashmashes from 6 to 6:15. So the first night he saw, let's give a time, he saw at 6:05, right? So if he saw at 6:05, what do we say? That at 6:05, maybe 6:05 is Sunday, maybe 6:05 is Monday. Let's say the next night he saw at 6:04. You hear? Now, if 6:05 is Sunday, then 6:04 is Monday. If 6:05 is what? Is Monday. Right? Right? 6:04 could be still also Monday. But if you see on 6:05 both days, if 6:05 is Sunday, then 6:05 is Monday. If 6:05 is Monday, 6:05 Tuesday. See, Zichah saw 2 days. So what's the case? So look at Rashi says. Look at what says. Ketzat. Shema bein hashmashes rishon kula min hayom. Ubein hashmashes sheni kula min halayla. Rashi's learning Pashas. He saw the whole flow bein hashmashes. Okay, see, so he saw flow bein hashmashes. He's got to have at least have seen two. Why? The first bein hashmashes is either Sunday or Monday. What's the second bein hashmashes? Either Monday or Tuesday. So it could be he saw Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or he saw Sunday, Monday. But he can't only see one. Zok Rashi, no. Maybe the first bein hashmashes was Sunday, and the second bein hashmashes was Tuesday. What's going on? Let's take a look. Rashi. Ketzad. Shema bein hashmashes harishon kula min hayom. Ubein hashmashes sheni kula min halayla. See here? The first bein hashmashes was Sunday. The second bein hashmashes was Tuesday. V'nimtza yom echad, hifzik ben time, v'tar. He doesn't have too much. Shivas yom. Oy, shnei min hayayim. Maybe they're both. Evel shnei yom ha-metzufin. V'chenim shnei min ha-layla. Evel ha-nami shnei ha-metzufin. O shema, im ha-rishim min ha-layla, v'sheni min hayayim, v'hevel ha-nami shnei v'yaz b'yom echad. V'tam is shiva b'kol ha-layla, v'ein kan carbon. Or maybe no. O shema shnei na-riyasay, miktsas v'yam miktsas v'yam. But Rashi seems to say that it could be the first, it could be when you say kulam in a yayim, it doesn't mean maybe it's kulam in a yayim. It means is that maybe one night is kulam in a yayim and the other night is kulam in a layla. What's going on? So it's, how could you say such a thing? Right? It's like saying on a draginess, right? They're all scharim, but in the next month they're nekavis. I mean, what's going on? That's
the I understood this right. Way I read this Rashi, but tell you that he, this is a man who didn't have a watch. He just didn't what? Know. Knew what someone
exactly what time
didn't time know what time it was, and they won.
No, again, Rashi says, "Shema ben Ashmashas Arishin kulam in a yom, uben Ashmashas Sheni kulam in a life."
Was in a yom.
It says kulam in a yom. Look at Taisus. Pirish Bakuntris. Pirish Bakuntris. The Shema ben Ashmashas Rishin kulam in a yom, v'sheni kulam in a laila, v'lo nira. The Rishin kulam in a yom, v'sheni nami kulam a yom. That's one thing. Then also, there's a let's say like this. V'su, the amalakamam. Let's say a person does ha'oisa malacha b'shnei ben nashmashes. Let's say a person does a malacha Friday afternoon and Shabbos afternoon, meaning ben nashmashes Friday, ben nashmashes Shabbos. So Gemara says he's chayav chatas memanav shach, right? How's he chayav memanav shach? How's that possible?
Whatever you want to say, you want.
How's it possible that he's chayav memanav shach?
It's pashut.
If
it's yom, then Friday he was not over anything, but he was over Shabbos. If it's laila,
yeah, but maybe he did on Friday and on Sunday. Maybe the first malach was done Friday and the second malach was done on.
So that's Rashi's piece. The Taz doesn't like that.
No. But that's a Gemara. What do you do with the Gemara there?
That's the Taz asking Rashi. No.
No. Again, but how do you explain the Gemara there? How do you explain the Gemara there? So, Tosis says, Enachanami. No, it's Stamazai in the Gemara. How do you have, if you do Malacha, one Bein Hashmash, you could say maybe that Malacha was during the Yom of Friday, and the next time it's the night. The Torah says you had to do it the same exact second, which is very hard to figure that out, right? So Tosis comes out, you know what it's talking about? Where the malacha was done the whole Bein HaShmashes. It's a malacha that took the whole Bein HaShmashes. So Mamanav Shach, one of them was a malacha. Okay? So he says, but according to Rashi, that's not true. Because maybe the first one he did, it was Yaim, meaning Friday, and the next one was Laila. So he'll never be Chayim. In fact, if you look at the Gemara on Lamed Hey Yomid Beis, where this Gemara is, let's turn to Lamed Hey Amud Beis. Whoever has that noise, could you just, if you don't mind, it'll be a little easier on everybody if you just okay. You see the Gemara, Amar Biyasi Bar Zvida, about 8 lines down. Ha'oisa malacha b'shnei ben hashmashas chayv chatas memanav shach. Look in Rashi memanav shach. Ilai lahu chayv al erev Shabbos. The shomatz Shabbos ain't klo. V'ima mamahu chayv matz Shabbos ain't klo. Ukagoin the overlay call bein hashmashes the lekel asvuke lahay betchilas lahay besayfer. Okay, but 1 second. According to Rashi, right? Maybe one is a day and one is a night.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.